system?
It was a basic introduction to social work, but human growth and development, that was, you know, all the sort of main stages of life. And then the social services, we looked at all the various services that they were likely to encounter, you know, the statutory social services. We did lots of visits of observation, and we went out to see how other local authorities and voluntary organisations do their work. And then we had an introduction to mental disorder so that they could recognise depression, autism, schizophrenia, and have some degree of understanding of what help they should be seeking for people with mental disorders. We had really quite an interesting basic course, introduction in social work, and also they had placements. You know, they would go out at weekends, and during the week we would set them up with something that was special to them, either casework. They had to follow down children or mentally ill people in the community, or else they had to take a class or a fellowship evening in a hostel, things like that, and link it in then with the rest of their officership training. But it would start them off, you know, pastoral counselling, you know, care and counselling people who need help with all the problems of life. That would be between, my 5 years would be 56 to 55 to 60. Then from 60 to 80, I was teaching. The cadets used to say, you only get 15 years for penal servitude. And I'd been 20 years working with sessions of cadets. And then I went into admin for the last 10 years of my officership. Our training college is at Denmark Hill, southeast London. It's a very large building opposite Denmark Hill station in southeast London. We would go to the Mother's Hospital and see the Mother's Hospital. We would go to the mother and baby homes. We would go to the headquarters, because an amount of work happened at headquarters, things like the missing persons or family tracing services, it's called now, and the Children's Bureau and things like that. Mm-hmm.